Okay, today is Daf Mem Hey. We are on Mem Dalad on the base, five lines on the bottom. Amar Rav Chisda, talk a little bit about gold, right? So Amar Rav Chisda, just started. No, we just finished that. We're beyond that. We are
gold.
Yeah, we're by gold. The Chol Yom Hayu Zahava Yorok. Right, the Mishnah said that every day that the kalim that they would use, the gold would be yorok, which I believe in Talmudic parlance is yellow. V'hayom edom, and today it will be on Yom Kippur, it's going to be red. Amar Chisda, Rav Chisda says shiva zahavim hein. There's seven types of gold. Right, it's all based on psukim by Shlomo Melech. Right, there's zahav, zahav tov, zahav ofir, zahav ofir, zahav mufaz, zahav shachut. Start already. Zahav shachut, zahav sagvar, zahav parvayim. Those are the seven. So how do we know we have Zav and Zav Tov? So Zav is Zav Tov. If you have it, I'll take any of them. So Zav is Zav Tov. The Ksiv. The Pasuk
says...
What? That's a picky. The Pasuk says in Bereshis, it says, V'Zahava Aratahi Tov. The gold in this land is good. So by saying that this one is good, that means there's another one that's not as good. So then we have the first two. Zav Ophir. What's Zav Ophir? The Asime Ophir. That's the gold that comes from, I guess, the place called Ophir. The Pasuk in Malachim Aleph says, the Gamani Chiram Asher Nasas Zahav Me Ophir, brought gold from Ophir. That's number three. Zahav Mufaz. Zahav Mufaz, again, the Pasuk in Malachim Bey says, Vayas HaMelech Kisei Shein Gadol Vayetzapeu Zahav Mufaz. Why is it called Zahav Mufaz? Shedome Lepaz. It's similar to the Paz, Rashi says, Matziv Kemar Gelis. It shines like a diamond. Okay? Zahav Shachut. What's Zahav Shachut? That's again in Malachim Aleph, the Pasuk says, this is based on the, I think this is a shield that Shlomo Melech made for his soldiers. It says, Vayasa Melech Shlomo Masayim Sina Zahav Shachut. Okay, so we have Zahav Shachut. Right, why is it called, and then you have, and why is it called Zahav Shachut? She Nitve Kichut. It's so thin, you can make strings out of it. It can be sewn like thread. Zahav Sagor, what's Zahav Sagor? Again, there's a pasuk in Malachim Bey, it says, V'chol Klei Vayis Yar Halvan Zahav Sagor. Why is it called Zav Sahagor? When you open the store to sell the Zahav Sagor, all the other gold stores close. You have one store open on 47th Street, not the rest, because this is the best gold. And then you have the next one is Zahav Parvayim. Zahav Parvayim, again, this is from Divrei Yomim. The Pasuk says, Divrei Yomim Beis, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Vav, Vayitzaf Es Havayis Eben Yikarel Sif Eres V'Zahav Zahav Parvayim. And why is it called Zahav Parvayim? Shedomi Ladama Parim. It's so red, it looks like the blood of the cows. So that is the seven. But Ravashi says, no, there are only five. He says, Chamishahin, there are five. Right? V'kol Chad V'chad Is Be'zav V'zahav Tov. Each one of them depends on the carat. You have 14 karat gold, you have 18 karat gold. So there are only five. Some of them are Zahav, and some of them are more fine.
We have more of that. Because depending on the color from white or
yeah, you get different colors. Right. You get different colors. Sure. You also have that. And with diamonds, all types of stones and precious jewels, you have the...
In gold
also, sure. Okay. So, Tani Nami Halki, we have a Brisa now that supports Rav Chisda, who says the reason why it's called Zahav Parvayim is because it's Domet L'dama Parim. Tani Nami Halki, the Pasuk says, V'chol Yom Hayez Zahava Yarok. Every day in the Mishnah, the gold was Yarok, which again I think means yellow. I don't know how it translates. Every translates as yellow. V'hayom adom, and today in Yom Kippur it was red. Behind you, and there's red gold. Zahav parvayim. That's what's called zahav parvayim. Shadom melabat damaparim. It's similar to the blood of the cows. I'm not sure why it has to be red, but the Tosfos Yontif and the Gur Sari say that zahav is this is much more beautiful, special gold. It's the top of line gold. You have the progression in the Brisa of the five or seven going from lower level to highest level. So in Yom Kippur you go to the highest level gold. Also saw that it's similar to the Dhamma Parim because this is going to be going inside and the Dhamma Parim goes inside. So you have to look the same. Not sure. I think the first answer is nice and pashut. You take the best gold on Yom Kippur. Take the best gold.
Why is that? Lack of materialism, lack of why do you want
nice? Because you go with Nayu with Nim. So certain things, there's certain considerations. You don't. What? Okay, he's wearing white going, so Kateka Nasa Sanegor. But everything else that's gold already, if you're using gold already, make the most beautiful gold.
Okay, I just go ahead and guess. It might have something to do with the fact that it's red because it opens the tube, because it reminds you of the part of the bar.
I like it.
So it's maybe not taking out Senator so much.
Could, I like that. Could be. Well, I didn't see that. But
I didn't see
that
either. I just thought it
was. Right. That's nice. That's a nice thought. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to go give the distinction between Ketores. It's a nice thought. We have to find a riot for it. But whatever. It reminds you. You have all these things that remind you of the day.
Red gold that's like to. She talks like the diamond of the car. Right. It reminds you of your jewels. So maybe it's not. Maybe it sets aside the ancient pagan Asus and Eger a little bit. Huh?
Oh, very nice.
I knew
Shane
was putting it
on. Okay. I'll write it Oscar. Okay. So the Gemara now, I don't know how much that'll do, but I'll write it. So the Gemara, I'll write it in English.
I'm writing
it out. The Gemara, okay, so B'chol Yom Makriv Pras Shacharis, every day they used to give and bring a pras of Ketores in the morning and a pras in the afternoon. Yom Kippur, you brought an extra Ketores to my afternoon. B'chol Yom HaSadaka, every day it was very fine. Hayom Dakim Adaka, it's extra fine. Tanur Rabbanan in a Brisa. Right, the Pasuk says by the Ketores of Yom Kippur, it says, V'lakach melo hachachta hamachta gachle ish me'al mezbeach l'fnei Hashem melo chafna Ketores amim daka. They didn't be based on Parochas, so it has to be daka. So my Talmud Lomar, why is it the time of the Ketores in Yom Kippur is daka? Halo kva nermar, it says by the regular Ketores, v'shachachti menu hadeik, you have to make it dak. So I already know Ketores has to be daka. What's the extra daka on Yom Kippur? Right, El Alahavi Dakim Nadaka. That's how we learn that. In Yom Kippur, it has to be Dakim Nadaka, which basically means that you have to whatever the process is, to make it fine, do it again. You sift it again, but probably do it on Erev Yom Kippur. I don't know if you can do it on Yom Kippur itself. You probably have to do that on Erev Yom Kippur. So Hashem has asked, why doesn't Daka just mean, like, sometimes you say, you know, when you repeat yourself in a pasuk, you can touch him, it's Shin Alav Akasav Akev. Who says it's coming to teach you the Daka Nadaka? Maybe it's coming to teach you now that it's just Li Kuvim. Good question. I see an answer. Okay. Should I do that? Should I ask questions without giving the answer? Well done. I know. Okay, the questions sometimes are so much better than the answers. Okay, next. B'chol Yom Kohanim Ol B'Mizrach HaShol Kevesh. Every day when the Kohanim went up the ramp of the Mizbeach, they would go up on the eastern side, which is what, if in our picture that we're usually using, it's a picture that's closest to the entrance, the other side, away from the entrance to the Heichal, but closer to the, you know, on the eastern side of the, right, you got it? So take a look.
How is it situated again?
It's situated facing, going east-west. The ramp is going, starts on the west side and goes up to the east. East is that is this way. Right. So they would walk up that side because they don't want to have, because they're going to always be, the first turning is going to be to the right, to go to the east. So you don't want to walk across the Mizbeach unnecessarily. That's the point. So B'chol Yom Olim Mizrach HaShol Kevesh, the Amar Mar, because what Chavim said, Kol Pino Shataponel Lo Yu Aderech Yemin LeMizrach. Books turn to the right, and the first turn has to be to the east. The first right turn, you go up, you make a right towards the east. Well, you know, to the east. Follow the picture. Okay, if you go up the middle or the other side, then you're going to be traversing the Mizbeach unnecessarily when going across. But today, change the gear, so I use the Hayom Ole B'Emtza V'Yored B'Emtza. He goes in the middle, up and down. We don't care about him walking across the Mizbeach. Why? My time, Mishum Kvodo the Kohen Gadol. Because of the honor and the respect of the Kohen Gadol. Rashi says, what does that mean? Mishum Kvodo Kohen Gadol Leharos Chashivoso. To show how important the Kohen Gadol is, Shehu Keven Bayis. He's like lives in the house today. He belongs there. Keven Bayis. And he can walk wherever he wants. He belongs. He's part of the house today. He's a ben bias. He can open the cabinets and take out the nash because he lives in the house. He can do whatever he wants. If they explain the other gears, it says Olin v'Yordin seems to include other Kohanim. Seems to include other Kohanim going up and down. So maybe the other Kohanim used to go so kavod a Kohen would mean that the other Kohanim would escort him because of his kavod, so they could go across the middle also and go across the entire Mizbeach. Okay.
How wide would it be?
Well, the home Mizbeach itself is 32, so 16 amos.
So
yeah.
Okay. Extreme right or to the center.
To the center, or even to the left. B'chol Yom Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yadav Raglam and Akiyur. Every day the Kohen Gadol is the gears, I think. The Kohen Gadol would do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim from the Kiyur. But the Mishnah says, "Hayom mikiton shozav." He would, they think the kiros made out of copper, but the other day he would, on Yom Kippur, he would do it from a gold flask. My timer. What's the reason? Mishum kvodo shakohen gadol. Again, because of the kvodo of your kohen gadol. I think the kvodo over here is different. The kavod, I think, is more along the lines is that he should be use a special kli today, not use the same keli that all the kohanim use, because every day everyone uses the kior. But today is a special day for kohen gadol. He should have his own special device. His own special utensil to use to wash his hands and feet.
How many times he washes his hands and feet? And he said
10 times. Yeah.
So he doesn't use the cure at all.
Doesn't use the cure. Maybe the first time, but he doesn't use the cure. They fill up this other vessel and use this other vessel to wash his hands and feet. Remember, he's makes sense. He's in the mikvah washing his hands and feet, so they would take the water from the cure and bring it there to wash his hands and feet. Okay. Now we're going to talk about the marachos. I guess the marachos are the pyres. P-Y-R-E, the pyres of wood that are on the Mizbeach. The main Mizbeach, right? Mizbeach HaChitzon, right? Mizbeach HaChitzon, known as the Mizbeach HaChitzon, right? It's known as the Mizbeach Ola, it's known as Mizbeach HaNechoshes. That's the outer Mizbeach, the one that we've been looking at in the picture. Right. V'chol yom hayusham arba marachos. Every day, right? Our Mishnah said every day that there were four marachos, and on Yom Kippur there were five. That's what Rav Meir said. Now it's going to be Gemara, and then other shittos. Now there's going to be Brisa. They bring a Brisa that brings, I think, three or four shittos of how many pyres of wood were on the mizbeach. Tana Rabbanan, we're learning the Brisa. This is Tosefta in Parak Beis. B'chol yom hayu, every day on the mizbeach chitzon, there were shtayim arachos. There were two pyres of wood burning that would have fire burning. V'hayom and on Yom Kippur, there were three. Right, there were three pyres. So what are the two pyres? Achas Maracha Gedola. One is called the Maracha Gedola. That's what they would use to burn the actual korbanos. That's what they would mock the korbanos on. V'achas Maracha Shnir Shokhtoris. And one is a smaller pyre of pyre where you would use to take the ashes from that fire to use as the katoris for that day. Right, you would take from there the coals for the katoris that you would be mocked here inside the heichal. You do that on the small mizbeach. Inside, but you take the coals from the top of the outer mizbeach. Okay, and what would they add on Yom Kippur? That was right. And that's an extra one. Rashi says, that it had a third pile to take the coals from that to use as the ketores that goes all the way inside. That goes from the kodesh hakodeshim. So you have the regular pyre to burn, a pyre for coals that go for the regular ketores, and a pyre for the coals to go for the special ketores on Yom Kippur. That's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, no, b'chol yom shlosha. He had a third pyre on the mizbeach every day. V'hayom on Yom Kippur, there's arba, there's four. So what are the three? We already know two. Achos Maracha Gedola, V'achos Maracha Shnir Shokotoris. And what's his extra one? V'achos Rokim Eish. He had a special one, which was the fuel, basically. That was an extra fire that they would have burning in case the other ones go low. They would take from this, they take wood from this one and add it to that. So it was an extra pyre, right? V'achos and the one on Yom Kippur, Shemosim Bo Bayom. Okay. The Gerson, the Tosefta is Rebbe. So let's say Rebbe Omer.
Was that a covered? Why couldn't they take the fire from the...
He's learning that from Pesukim. We'll see in a minute. We're learning that from Pesukim. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says that b'chol yom arba, every day there are four marachos. By yom chamesh, Yom Kippur, the extra one makes it five. What are the four on every day? Achos shemaracha dola, achos shemaracha shnir shakatoris, achos shokim ha'ish, and what's the fourth one? Va'achas le'evarim u'pedarim. One is for the extra evarim and pedarim from yesterday, it seems to indicate, that weren't burnt. Right? Leivar pedarim shalom nit aklu mi ba'erev. Rashi says shalom nitnu al maracha o nitnu velo hispiku letachal. They didn't have time. Either they weren't able to put it on the fire yesterday, or they weren't able to complete their burning yesterday. So what? So they had to put it on. They put it on. No, there's no lean on top of the mizbeach. That's the whole point. No. What they would do with the stuff, if it did get burned, they would bring it and put it on top of the mizbeach, and then there's no lean on top of the mizbeach, and then they would burn it on the other pile. The other day, Tosfos asks, how do you have all these pyres on the Mizbeach? Especially on Moshe's Mizbeach, which is so much smaller. Where was there room for all this?
Didn't you take that stuff out?
What do you mean?
Anything that was not used,
No, they won't try to get it. No, there is. There talks about it. There's a thing with the, if the fire spits it out, it falls out to the side, and if it falls off the flame and it's mainly burnt, then you don't have to put it back on. You say that not so mitzvah, so. Okay. That is, and then the fifth one is Achas Shemosifin Bo Bayom. Okay, so we have three shittos. Whether it's two and one, three and one, or four and one, and three shittos. So the Kule Alma Miyas Tarti Islahu. Everyone agrees that every day there's two, right? No one argues about that. Everyone agrees that there's two. So I mean, hold on. Where do we learn that from? How do we know that there are two pyres on the Mizbeach? So Amakra, the Pasuk says, right? We say this in Karbanos every day. Hi ha'ola ala mokta al Mizbeach kol laila. Mokta is Marach Gedola. That's one, right? Because mokta means a pile of wood. And the continuation of the Pasuk, it says, Ve'esh ha'Mizbeach tukad bo. In other words, tukad zo Maracha shnia shal ketores. That's the limud for the second Maracha. The question they ask, though, is why do you need to have a separate Maracha? Why do you need to have a separate Maracha for the ketores? So he brings down here a couple of answers. From the Perish Kadmon, Mishum Sha'esha Maracha dolim luchlechas Mishum Basar. The fire is filled with oil and filled with meat. But so what? Okay, so that's what the Ralbag says. The Ralbag in Vayikra Perikvah Pasuk Bei says that you can't be makriv on the inner mizbeach anything that's supposed to be hukrav on the outer mizbeach. And if you have this leftover, oil and stuff like that that comes, it could be in the coals. Anything that drips down, if you clean the oven, so anything that drips down will be on those coals. And then you're gonna bring those coals on the inside. You're gonna be bringing fats and oil and stuff that's supposed to be burnt on the outside. Now you're burning it on the inside. Now, that may be the first time I quoted our Ralbag in that, but it's a good shot, I think. All right. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi says that there are three Marachos. We just learned that there are two Marachos. Where does he get the third one? But Rabbi Yossi, ki yom ha'ish minole, how does he know that you have to make a special Maracha, which is it's like the matches, you know, it's the lighter fuel, the fuel for all the other ones. So the Gemara says, nafkale, he learns it out from a different pasuk. It's a little later on, a couple pasukim later. The pasuk says again, the pasuk continues, lo tichbeh. You have the ish on the mizbeach, it had to burn, should not be go out. So actually there's another tukad, there's a third one. Okay? And lo tichbeh, the point of it is that so it doesn't allow everything else to go out. That's a good question. As it's going out, you fuel it. That one can be fueled by other wood, and the other two may start going out are fueled by this one. Okay? The Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there are only two, so what does he do with this pasuk? The Eishon Mizbeach Tukad Balo Tichbeh. What does he do with this pasuk? Hahu lehatzasas alisa huda asa. It comes to teach us the din regarding the wood chips that have to be brought on top. That from them that they would burn the wood. The sanyas. You learn a brice that says Hi Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Yehuda says minayin lehatzasas alisa shlotiya el baroshos mizbeach. Tamud lo mar the Eishon Mizbeach Tukad Balo. How do we know that lighting of the wood chips should only take place on top of the mizbeach, meaning you shouldn't take these wood chips, light them below, and then walk them up, right? You should bring them up unlit and light them on top of the mizbeach. Talmud Lomer, he learns it out from the pasuk of Eishel Mizbeach Tukad Bo, and the Brice is also a support for Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi says, I'm Rabbi Yossi, minayin she'osim maracha kiyum ha'ish, how do I know that I'm supposed to make a maracha for kiyum ha'ish? Talmud Lomer, va'eishel mizbeach tukad bo, that Eishel Mizbeach Tukad Bo. Question is, the Brice is saying now, is that Rabbi Yossi doesn't argue on Rabbi Yehuda's din. So now you can figure out where Rabbi Yossi gets Rabbi Yehuda's din, that the fire has to be lit on these wood chips, has to be lit on top. He doesn't argue. He learns something else out from the pasuk, but he's not arguing. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, hatzasas alisa minole. How does he know this din of Rabbi Yehuda? It has to be lit on top, right? So nafkale mehecha de nafkale Rabbi Shimon. He learns it out from where Rabbi Shimon learned it out. Don't worry, the Gemara says, where's Rabbi Shimon learning that from? This sanya, because we have a braisa that says as follows. The pasuk again. This is a pasuk in Perek Aleph. The other pasuk in Perek Vav. This is in Perek Aleph. The pasuk says, "V'nasnu b'nei Aharon haKohen eishal mizbeach." The b'nei Aharon haKohen would put an eishal mizbeach. They would set up the wood on the fire. Limei. From here, he learns al hatzatzas aliyasa. You learn that the lighting of the wood chips shalotia el b'kohen kasher ubeklisharis. It has to be done with a Kohen Kasher and Klisharis. Klisharis, Rashi says, we talk about Kalim of the Kohen, means it's Big Dikuna. It has to be a Kohen Kasher. It's an Avodah. It has to be done with a regular Kohen Kasher and in his clothing. That's the Tanakama. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says to him, a question we've asked many times, V'chitale al dastra shazar kar v'gabi mizbeach. Can you actually, what do you have to learn out that it has to be done by the Kohen? Would you think it would be done by someone other than the Kohen? Well, who else is going to be doing it? Who else is going on top of the mizbeach besides a Kohen Kasher wearing his clothing? Who's allowed there? Right. So Ella Limeid comes to teach us that Hatzaslas Alisa Shlotiya El Baroshos Mizbeach. It comes to teach us that the lighting of these wood chips has to be done on top. So that's where So that's where Rav Shimon learned it from, and that's where Rav Yossi learns it from. He learns it from where Rav Shimon learns it from. And what the question is, what does he do with Bnei Aaron HaKohen? Right? What does he do with the extra Bnei Aaron HaKohen? So that's what we learned. We learned earlier on in Daf Chaf Aleph that he learned that even though an Eish was Yorim and a Shemayim, there's still a mitzvah for Bnei Aaron to light it anyway. Right? Even though there was one of the miracles that the fire never went out, there's still, again, we kept saying, despite the miracles, you always have to put your best effort forward, and therefore they had to light it as well. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda now has the answer of Shimon's kasha. Rabbi Shimon said, why are you telling me the pasuk teaches me that the lighting has to be done topless by Kohen kasha with the big tikkunah? How can you say it'd be anybody else? So how does Rabbi Yehuda answer that? Rabbi Yehuda, Ime Hassam, if it had just been from the pasuk of the Eish al Mizbeach to Kadbo, right, where he originally learned out the Hatzasas, right, but he needs this extra pasuk to teach me that it has to be done by the Kohanim. So Havamina, Kaya Arav Avibimamhucha. And you would have thought, without the pasuk telling me it has to be done specifically by the Kohanim, you would think that maybe it could be lit by somebody standing outside with a long match, a long stick to light it, or maybe someone shooting an arrow, I don't know, somehow you can light it from the outside. Kamash Malan, this pasuk comes to tell me that no, even though there's a possibility of lighting it some other way, it has to be done by the Kohen. Can't be done by anybody else other than the Kohen. Okay? Done. Next. Now we go on to learn about, again, Rav Meir. We have Rabbi Meir, but the Tosefta had the year, so I think of Rebbe. He had the fourth Maracha during the day, plus the fifth one on Yom Kippur. So where does he learn the fourth one? The third one he obviously learns from Rav Yossi, right? It's the same Lima of Rav Yossi. Now he's an extra Lima to learn the fourth one. Rav Meir, Evarim Upidarim Shalom Nis Aklum Yiba'erev. He had his extra fire for the Evarim Upidarim that didn't get burned up the night before. Minole, how does Rav Meir or Rebbe learn that they would have this extra fire? Nafgalei, he learns it out because the pasuk says mi ve'esh, the extra vav. Right, Rashi says nafgalei mi ve'esh. Less Rashi vav darish. He's darish the extra vav. It doesn't have to say ve'esh hamizbeach tukad bo. It could have simply said esh hamizbeach tukad bo. So there's an extra one. What do you need the extra one? I mean, that just teaches that there's an extra one. How does he know that the extra one is for evarim pedarim? I don't know. So Ravanan, what do you do with the extra vav? Simply Ravanan and Rav Yossi don't darish are not darish vav. Vav lo darshi. They're not learning the darish, the vav. Okay, so the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon and Rav Yossi, who don't have this extra pyre to burn the leftovers, Evarim Upadarim, so Evarim Upadarim, Shalomnis Akumi Va'er, my Abidlu. So what do they do with this? They say in one day, I don't know, it was a big sin day. A lot of Karbanos came. They didn't have enough time to burn everything. So they left it on top, and they could do it burn tomorrow. Well, what do they do with them? They didn't have a special pyre for it. You can't burn it, I guess you can't burn it with today's, maybe you can. So what do they do? What do they do with the extra ones? So Mahadalul Maracha Gadolah says you can. What they do is they replace it on the regular, right? Hopefully the next day there's more room, there's more time. So they replace it on the Maracha Gadolah. This Sanya, because we have a Bryce that says as follows, Minayin le'evarim upedarim shalonis akluma erev. How do you know if you have the evarim upedarim that weren't burnt up the evening before? Shesodron al gabi mizbeach. You keep them on the side of the mizbeach. Vim ein machzikon. But if there isn't enough room on the mizbeach itself, what do? Sojourn al kevesh, you put it on the ramp, o al gabe sovev, or on the sovev, which is the midway point. Yeah, the sovev, which is a walk around. Leave them over there. Atche yasa maracha gedola, until they redo the maracha gedola the next day, right? With sojourn, and then you put the evarim back on the maracha gedola. Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says. The Vayikra Vav, Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel, it says Veherim Es Hadeshen. So this is already talking about the Trumas Hadeshen. So it says Veherim Es Hadeshen, Asher Tochal Eish, Es Ha'ola Al Mizbeach, V'Samo Eitz Al Mizbeach. So this Pasuk is talking about the Trumas Hadeshen, that you're supposed to pick up the Trumas Hadeshen that's left over from the Ola that was burnt on the fire. But it says Al Mizbeach, that what they're learning out from Al Mizbeach, that Al Mizbeach is extra. Right, it could have simply said, Veherim Es Hadeshen, Asher Tochal Ha'esh, Es Ha'ola, V'Samo Eitz Al Mizbeach. What's this Al Hamizbeach? If I don't need it for Trumas Hadeshen, I'll learn it out for something else. So Al Mizbeach comes to teach us that there's an extra Nesina on the Mizbeach. You're putting something on the Mizbeach again. What's this extra Nesina on the Mizbeach? These are the Evarim and the Pedarim that weren't burnt up. You put them on the Mizbeach again, on the regular Maharacha. Right, it says... Fine. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, I kept learning Rebbe, right? He says, Rebbe said that you had an extra pyre for these Evarim and Pedarim. So he has this extra pyre, because he learns it out. Okay, he has that extra pyre. So ikule ola atamachzir. Oh, so he already has the extra pyre from a different pasuk. So what does he learn now from this pasuk? Es ha'ola al mizbeach. We just said that al mizbeach is extra. It's an extraneous pasuk, so it has to be learned for something. So Rav Yossi and the Chachamim learned it out for that's how you burn the leftover Agarim and Pedarim. Rav Meir doesn't need it for that because he has another maracha for the Agarim and Pedarim. So what is he learning with this extra pasuk? He comes to teach us that ikule ola atamachzir via tamachzir ikule ketores. It comes to teach us that only if a varim of an ola, get burnt and pop off the mizbeach, so you put them back on with those halachas. But if ketores pops off the mizbeach, you don't put it back on. Okay, the sanye because we have a brayso that the sanye Rav Chanina bar Menume b'divei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So Rav Chanina bar Menume said in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the pasuk says Asher tochal ha'esh es ha'ola al hamizbeach. What does that mean? That ikule ola tamachzir. When the limbs of the ola pop off the mizbeach due to the fire, that you put back on the mizbeach via tamachzir ikule ketores, but you don't put on any ketores that pops off. Gemara is or the drush of the psukim. I know it's hard for us to fathom. Torah is always burning the inner one.
Outer and
inner. So he's talking about things that come off. So if it comes off, if an old carbon pops off the outer mizbeach, you put it back on, depending on whether it was fully burnt or not. And chatzos, we've had those gemaras as well. If something pops off the inner mizbeach, if the torah pops off, you don't have to put it back on. Okay. All right. The kulei yom mias, but everyone seems to agree, right? Everyone agreed that mosip in bo bayom, right? Islehu. That there's an extra. I've had to say, read the kulei yom mias mosip in bo bayom islehu. There's an extra pyre on Yom Kippur. Everyone agrees to that, right? That we use to take that. We said that extra pyre is used for the coals to go to the ketores lifnai ulifnim. So minolehu. So how do we know that? Where did we learn that from? So he says nafkelehu. The pasuk says, interesting. The pasuk says. The ha'esh al mizbeach tukat vav. So the ha'esh, the extra vav and the extra hey. Vafil l'man delo dorish vav hey dorish. He made right. It's like a chavar dorish vav, but the dorish vav and hey. And the pasuk is right. What's the pasuk? Esh al mizbeach tuk the ha'esh al mizbeach tukat vav. I guess it could simply just say esh al mizbeach tukat vav. Again, my question is that okay? So it says the ha. So you learn that as an extra pyre. But how do you know that extra pyre is specifically for this thing? You must have a Kabbalah? I mean, how do you know? Whenever you see these extra ve'eshes, okay, there's another pyre. What's it for? I don't get the next step. Unless I'm missing something.
They were backing into it. They knew what they had.
All right, okay, I could always say that.
Back into, how do they know that?
So then it's an asmachta?
Yeah. Well, how much can you see
that? If it's a lach mosh mishinai, why do I need the pasuk?
Yeah.
Back it up.
So then it's only a mismachta then.
You and I can go around and
settle. I know, we can do it every day.
You do it every single day.
Yeah, because I have a kasha and it doesn't bother you. So you're going to answer, but I don't like it. You're going to say, oh, that's good. Okay, fine, whatever. Okay, next. Right, so the Gemara just had now given us the Makor, gave us a source in the Psukim for all the Marochos according to the Shitas HaTanayim. Right, and each time they said the word Mokad, we learned another maracha. So now the Gemara is going to say, there's another pasuk that has the word mokad in it, I guess. And we're trying to figure out what that comes to teach us. There's a pasuk in Perek Vav, pasuk Vav, it says, Ish tamid tukad al mizbeach lo tichbeh. So lamai asa. What mokad is that? We've now exhausted all the other mokads. What about this mokad? Okay, mi bayi lech lechidasanya. We need this pasuk based on what the following brisa is, for the following brisa. Now there's an issue with the girsa, what the next quote is. So, right, I think the Bach changes the girsa that's being the pasuk that's being quoted, or the Gra changes the girsa the pasuk that's being quoted. Because right now the pasuk is quoting the Eish Hamizbeach Tukad Bo, right? So the pasuk says Eish Hamizbeach Tukad Bo. That's because that makes sense. That was limeid al maracha shnir shaktoresh shlotia el hamizbeach chizon, right? The Tukad Bo in that pasuk. We learned that already. That comes to teach us that the maracha shnia of the ketores has to be on the Adam Mizbeach, right? We already learned that you have to make a pyre for the ketores. Let's go inside. But that pyre has to be on the Adam Mizbeach, right? And the brisa continues, Eish machta v'menorah. So the ish of the gecholim that's used for the machta, right? That's where they put the ketorah, where they put the ketorah on the kosher gachim, and the ish, I guess, that they took for the menorah every day. Minayin, how do we know they were taken from the Adam, from the Adam Mizbeach? Okay, so you have these things that are being done inside, right? So we have the ketores, right? The coals for the ketores. That's, we've learned out of pasuk, that's done from, that's all done on the Adam Mizbeach. And now the question is the ish for the machta, right? That's for the pan. You have to take the fire for that pan to warm it up. How do you know that's taken from the Adam Mizbeach? Even though again that avodah is being done inside. And additionally, the ish for the menorah. I guess they would take a certain menorah, the ish for the menorah, right? Rashi says, Eish machto menorah, Eish di yom kippur d'lefnai l'fnim, v'eish di menorah, da'ad lakos neish b'chol yomah, v'nayish d'hen nitelos ma'al z'beach chitzon. How do you know that that flame, that initial flame, is taken from the Adam Mizbeach and brought inside? Right? So all the fire is coming from the Adam Mizbeach. So how do we know? That's Gemara says dinhu. It's a kal v'chomer, right? Or, not din, is a memetzinu. Right? It's a memetzinu. Right? Ne'emar eish b'ketores. It says "ish" by the ketoros of every day, right? It says "hikel levaron ketoros on the boker voker betivo and saneros aktirena," right? "Venemra ish b'machta," right? And also says the "ish" by the machta, right? "V'laka from the machta gachla ish," and also by the menorah it says "ish," which doesn't really say "ish." It says "ner tamid," but nevertheless "ner" is fire. So it says "ish," it mentions fire by each of these three things. One of them we already learned has to be taken from the Adam Mizbeach. Mala halon, just like by the "ish" of the ketoros. Al Mizbeach HaChitzon, it's taken from the Adam Mizbeach. Afkan, so too for the Eish of the Machta, and the Eish for Adlakas HaMenorah, is Al Mizbeach HaChitzon. It's taken from the Adam Mizbeach. Okay, the Gemara says, no.
Which fire do you think? From the menorah? I don't know, they take the fire from...
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know which...
It's got to be
from the one that you do... I would say it's from the one that you're doing for the Torahs, the same one that you're doing for the Torahs, I would think. Otherwise, you have the same problem with the schmutz.
It's not just the Yom Kippur service, it's the day. It's every day.
Every day.
So it's the light for the menorah from the Mizbeach.
Right. So, O Klach Adar Gzeh, maybe you don't have the name of the Sino, maybe say, go this way. Nemra Eish B'Ketores. Okay, we know it says Eish by the Ketores of every day. The Nemra Eish B'Machta, and it says Eish by the Machta for Yom Kippur. Ube Menorah, it says Eish by the everyday menorah. So, Mala Halon, and we learned out that the Ketores is definitely. It definitely brought from the Adam Mizbeach. I learned the pasuk. What the Gemara is going to say is basically you bring the fire from the next closest area. So anything that's done on the Kodesh, you bring it from outside. If it's on the Kodesh Kodashim, you bring it from the Kodesh. So he says Nemar Eish B'Ketores, but Nemar Eish B'Machta Uba Menorah Malahal. And just like by the Ketores, you do B'Samach Lo, you take it from the Mizbeach that's close to it, right? So Af. Machta u'menorah, so too by the machta and the menorah, you should take it from the mizbeach, that's samachlo. And what mizbeach is closer to the machta and the menorah? The inner mizbeach, the smaller mizbeach. Take the fire from there. Maybe the reason why, maybe you're taking, right, how's that?
Nothing's coming from there, though.
So Talmud Loma, therefore the pasuk says, that's the pasuk we started with, Eish tamid tukal mizbeach lo tichbeh, Eish tamid sher marti lecha. The Eish Tamid that I told you, what's Eish Tamid? Ner Tamid, Eish Tamid. Right. So the Ner Tamid, Lo Tiyeh Ela B'Rosh Hashem Mizbeach HaChitzon. That should only come from the top of the Adam Mizbeach. So now I have the Pasuk for Ketores, I have a Pasuk for the Menorah. So Lamanu Eish L'Menorah, so now I know the Eish for Menorah has to come from the Adam Mizbeach. Eish L'Machta Minayin, how do I know the Eish for the Machta has to come from the Adam Mizbeach as well? They didn't know on the Mamatino, Nemar Eish B'Machta, Nemar Eish B'Menorah, Malahalon by those two, Malahalon Akavim Mizbeach HaChitzon, Avkan Mizbeach HaChitzon. Just like those two from the Adam Mizbeach, so to this one comes from the Adam Mizbeach. Mar says, no, O Klach L'Derech Zo, let's go the opposite way. Nemar Eish B'Ketores, every day, V'Nemar Eish B'Machta, so Malahalon B'Samachlo, same thing, just we lose the one that's close to it. Malahalon B'Samachlo, Avkan B'Samachlo. So Talmud Omer, the Pasuk says, no, we have a third Pasuk by Machta, V'Lakach Maloha Machta, Gachleish, Me'al Mizbeach, Milifnei Hashem. This is going to be the drasha. You take it from the Mizbeach, Milifnei Hashem. What's Mizbeach, Milifnei Hashem? Rashi says, and that's what Gemara says, it must be Rashi. Eze Mizbeach, Sheyesh L'chalik Bo, Ma Mimenu Milifnei Hashem. Take it from the part that's closer to Hashem. There's only one Mizbeach that part of it is close to Hashem. The Mizbeach that's inside, it's all Lifnei Hashem, because it's inside. The Mizbeach HaChitzon has this Milifnei Hashem. Gemara says, Ezem Mizbeach, Shemiksaso Lifnei Hashem, Ve'in Kulo Lifnei Hashem. What's the Milifnei Hashem? From the part that's closer to Hashem. Have Omer, Zem Mizbeach HaChitzon. That's the Adam Mizbeach. So you have to take it from that, because the inner Mizbeach would just be Lifnei Hashem. Okay? So then the Gemara says, Ve'itzrech Lemichte Me'al HaMizbeach, the Itzur Lifnei Lifnei Hashem. The pasuk says Nei Al Hamizbeach Milifnei Hashem. What do I need both for? So Gemara says the Ikatz of Rachmana Nei Al Hamizbeach, and it just said Nei Al Hamizbeach and not Milifnei Hashem. Hava Mina My Mizbeach Mizbeach Panimi. I think what Mizbeach could be the inner Mizbeach because that's the closest one to where you're going to be doing this avoda. So Kasa Rachmana Milifnei Hashem. Therefore the Torah wrote Milifnei Hashem. Okay, so the Ikatz of Rachmana Milifnei Hashem. Let's say he just wrote Milifnei Hashem and not Me'al Mizbeach, so Havamina Dafka Milifnei Hashem. You would have thought that maybe only can take the fire from the part of the Mizbeach that's closer to the Olam Oed. It's closer to the Oed. It's only from the Milifnei Hashem part. So therefore the Pasuk says, Ava Mehai Gisa, but from the other side, right, Dafka Milifnei Hashem, Ava Mehai Gisa, Aim low. Maybe I won't be able to take it from any other side. I can only take it from the part that's closest to the entrance up to the Heichal. So therefore the pasuk says, May Al Hamizbeach, which means Lifnei Hashem, which means the entire Mizbeach. Okay? Tzricha. Therefore, Tzricha. All right. We will.
Again,
what?
The inner Mizbeach, they didn't do anything except
for the Torah. Well, the inner Mizbeach, they didn't do anything except for the Torah.
Exactly.
But we know that only. There. But we know we're learning that now from Psukim. Why does it make any other sense? You're saying what you're taking what we already know and interjecting that.
I'm answering your question from before.
Which is?
Who came first?
Maybe. No, but you're learning out straight from the psukim. The psukim are telling us that you don't do anything based on learning out all these psukim. We know we don't do anything on the Mizbeach HaKetores other than lying the Ketores. All the fire is taken from the outer Mizbeach. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day.
Excellent.